first brought to the attention of the congregation by Dr. Floyd Manson. And for those who are younger members here and maybe didn't have the opportunity to know Dr. Manson, but he was my mentor and he was a guiding force.
Nobody told me to see.
For decades.
Where is he?
And one of the things that we did was become involved politically. And that's what I want to speak just a couple of minutes about tonight, because I know you have lots of important business to handle and you've got great speakers, and there's no question that there is the business at hand for the blind and everything that's associated with seeing to it that people are able to lead the most independent lives possible. But that's going to have a political connotation. And thank goodness in Hawaii, we have political leadership, which is represented here tonight, that is going to make absolutely sure that every single benefit, every single opportunity is made available to you and everyone who cares about what happens for the blind and disabled. As you know, one of the things that I've had as kind of a guiding light to myself and to others is I don't like to use, in a certain sense, the word disabled. I know that's in the law. I like to say that many of us are challenged. Many of you know that I have come through when people say, well, what makes you say that? Because I've gone through it myself with my background of epilepsy. There are people who think that if because you suffer from seizures, and you've had to deal with the question of seizures, is that you're disabled, that you're not enabled to lead a full and complete life. Well, everybody in here knows that that's not true. Everybody here knows that that's
not true. No, not true.
So no matter what your physical challenge may be, no matter what category somebody wants to place you in, for all of us that have faced a challenge physically and emotionally and psychically, one way or another, we know that what's going on in Washington right now and how it's going to reflected in the block grants and in the decisions that Carol Fukunaga is going to have to make on the city council and Representative Mizuno and Senator Sparrow and others are going to have to make in the Senate. They're going to have to make decisions with respect to the federal money. And I know they're going to make decisions in consultation with you folks and everybody else who's facing a challenge. But the challenge will be then, not here in Hawaii, and in terms of our congressional delegation that is going to be totally supportive of everything, but the challenge is going to be in Washington. Those who face the question of SSI, those who face the question of funding, for all of the programs associated with the physically and mentally and emotionally challenged are going to have to be alert and working all across the country. Now more than ever, that social media is going to have to be in play. The connections to similar groups and organizations all across the country has to take place. And work closely with these loyal and dedicated legislators who are here tonight to demonstrate their commitment. Believe me, and I can tell you for sure, having been in the state house and the state senate and the city council and the congress and the governorship, every single night there's five different things that you can and should and want to go to. But they're here tonight because they're demonstrating their commitment to you. And so, my bottom line is, I'm sorry to say that the President of the United States is now looking to cut domestic spending for reasons that I think do not add up to the security of the United States. The security of the United States first starts domestically, and that means meeting the challenge of funding for all the programs that we hold dear and that we use so effectively here in Hawaii. So I'm here to tell you, the solidarity is still there. I don't know how many decades this is now. I guess it's my fifth decade of coming to these banquets, and one of these nights, by God, I'm going to get all the way to the dessert. So, when you see Don Thompson eating two desserts tonight, the second one is that he's not hogging it, that's mine. Thank you very much. So